Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, nous sommes à la cinquième édition du Ribfest dans la salle Oesia à Notre-Dame-de-Hoé. And we are with the band Nasty. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, bonjour, bonsoir, ça va?
You are fluent in French since the Hellfest?
Non, pas fluent, mais je trouve.
We are here in the north of Tours, our city, for the Ribfest, but a couple of days ago you were at the Hellfest. What an amazing crowd.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been mind-blowing. Really, really good. We really can't complain. Very thankful for that show.
And for tonight, same set?
Je pense. I think so. But not sure, but I think we're going to change one or two songs in the set.
To play like that in front of 20,000 people at the Hellfest, and tonight there will be maybe something like 400. Nothing's changed for you?
No. Not every show is the same, but for us, every show we just try to give our best because it's what we love to do. So we don't think of a show different because the attendance of people, you know. Like also it's cool to have a more private audience and a little more kind of, let's say, freedom. Maybe freedom, like every, you know, it's more chaotic. Yep. You have no barriers and everything, yep. So it's more personal. And on the other side, for sure, like, for example, Hellfest, you can reach out to nearly 20,000 people, which is awesome on the other side. So we just love playing since day one.
The most important is to have an exchange with the audience?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's what the music should be about. It's about kind of exchange and also exchange of thoughts, maybe through lyrics, through energy, through acceptance and stuff.
What people talk about with you when they come to see you after a show? Do they talk about the energy? Do they talk about the lyrics?
Mostly they ask for merchandise. But if we talk about stuff, it's often about the show, sometimes with friends for sure, more personal stuff, but yeah, also sometimes about lyrics or what people feel during our set or through the music we do, pretty much everything. Or some people are just drunk and yell at you.
You've got a huge crowd to follow you. Have you got already some people who come to see you and tell you this song changed my life and stuff like that?
There were a few cases where people kind of told us, yeah, kind of life-changing or life-saving situations. Yeah. Yes.
When you've got something like that, do you feel that you touch something? You don't do music to save people, but is it something like a goal? Or is it just like that? It's cool, it's a good thing, but it's not the most important thing.
Like I said, it's about reaching out to people. Not reaching out to people, but it's an expression. We express feelings with the music we do, the lyrics we do, or emotions, situations. And if it kind of changes things into a positive way, this is, like, I think the best thing that can happen for what we do, if you want to say so. Like, if you can change someone's life or someone's moment or something, or in general something, into something positive, I think that's the best thing you can reach with music. That's what I think.
To make something like a Chinese portrait of Nasty, if Nasty was a vegetable, what kind would it be?
That's a good question. Then I think it's one of those small, spicy, how you call it, jalapenos?
And if Nasty was a building, what kind of building?
Some kind of tiny flat. Okay. But where like a big community lives in, or where just a few people live in, but always welcome lots of people to party and to hang out, to take care of.
If Nasty was a clothes, what kind of clothes would it be?
Nike Air Max 90 Hyperfuse.
This year I will propose you to walk on a way. I mean, you can choose between the second star to the right and right ahead until the morning, to walk on the yellow brick road, to go up on the stairway to heaven, or go down on the highway to hell, or will you go to infinity and beyond?
I think infinity and beyond.
Yeah. For the idea or for the movie?
More for the idea. For the movie, I'd be with... Toy Story has not been my movie. I think it's Peter Pan. But the one... I like the one with Dustin Hoffman as Captain Hook.
Yeah. Do you feel something special in the French audience?
It's very welcome. It's more hard... How would you say? More heartly?
Yeah.
Can you say more heartly? C'est plus de cœur. Ça c'est vrai? Because I think it's more kind of personal. Okay. Sometimes where you play, everything is more professional and distance, like, okay, I'm from this, the band, blah, blah, there's a professional distance or something. But in France, I think it's more, a little more, even if it's not do-it-yourself, because I think lots of venues are also founded by the States, like getting money from the States, like support to do cultural stuff, which is awesome. But it's more like often the food is cooked by someone by himself. It's more, how can I say it? It's a little warmer, it's more personal. Or not more personal, I mean more personal in other countries, maybe not like in every, but it's a very, it's more connecting on a friendly way. You know what it's
more like a family?
Way. Yeah, family way. Yeah, that's what it, and it's a closer kind of appreciation, in my opinion.
A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
Merci pour votre soutien. Nous sommes très thankful, and we hope to see you soon. And I hope you're all fine. Chill.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.